Nah, not those Lions. Three Lions we can get behind.
And he hoofed it.
There's more pressure being ratcheted up with a loss like that, of course.
Just getting the head boxed off, should that just kind of happen.
For all your Lions coverage this summer, download the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
A very good morning with your OTB Brief, your bite-sized roundup of your sports headlines on this Tuesday. I'm Will O'Callaghan. The government in the UK has declined to comment after their Home Secretary was accused of stoking racial hatred. Tyrone Mings criticised Priti Patel after she attempted to condemn the racial abuse of a number of England players. Mings pointed to Patel's description of taking the knee as gesture politics, claiming she had previously emboldened racists by refusing to condemn them. Marcus Rashford says he can take critique of his performance, but will never apologise for who he is or where he's from. The striker was one of England's players subjected to racial abuse. His mural in Manchester was vandalised after he missed a penalty in the Euro 2020 final against Italy. England captain Harry Kane has told those targeting his teammates, "You're not an England fan and we don't want you." Kevin Clabant missed a penalty for the Republic of Ireland in their penalty shootout defeat against Spain at the 2002 World Cup. He was speaking on last night's Off the Ball about coping with that disappointment.
I didn't want to be part of the homecoming back to Dublin when we got back from Korea back into Dublin. I honestly wanted just to get away from things, and I carried that with me for quite a long time. Maybe even till I went back. I was at Sunderland at the time. Till I went back to pre-season training, and even then, I wasn't probably quite right. But you've just got to get on with it. And once you start to play, you do forget about it, but there's always someone to remind you of it. So it is something that I've carried with me for, 20 years now or so, isn't it? So it's not easy. It isn't easy. No. And those lads, I feel for them, particularly Saka. He's 19 years of age. To give him let's be fair now, to give him the fifth penalty at 19 years of age, I just find that bizarre. I really do find it bizarre. Truly, Saka's comfortable taking a penalty. Just give him the second penalty. Give him the first penalty.
Yeah.
That responsibility, knowing full well what usually is at stake around that fifth penalty, I just find that crazy.
Stephen Bradley hasn't abandoned hopes of his Shamrock Rovers side making it through to the second qualifying round of the Champions League. They trail Slovan Bratislava by 2-0 ahead of tonight's second leg at Tala Stadium. Swiss side Young Boys await the winners, but no Irish team has ever previously overturned a 2-0 first leg deficit. Kickoff there is at 8 p.m. Dundalk will be looking to seal their progress to the second round of the Conference League with minimal fuss. The Lilywhites take a 4-0 lead into their second leg away to Welsh side Newtown. Wolves goalkeeper Rui Patricio has agreed a move to Jose Mourinho's Roma. The 33-year-old will complete a €12 million switch in the coming days. He's set to be replaced between the posts at Molineux by the Olympiacos keeper Jose Sa. Tipperary and Clare last night booked their places in next week's Munster under-20 hurling semi-finals. Tip needed extra time to beat Waterford by 324 to 221, and they'll now play Cork next Tuesday. Clare set up a clash with Limerick via a 220 to 15 points win over Kerry. There are a pair of quarter-finals tonight in the Leinster under-20 hurling championship. Kilkenny take on Laois at Nolan Park, while Offaly will play against in-form Kildare at Bordnamona O'Connor Park. Carlow footballer Maria Kinsella and Wexford hurler Matthew O'Hanlon are the new co-chairs of the GPA. Their appointments were confirmed after the AGM of the newly combined Men's and Women's Gaelic Player Association. Kinsella and O'Hanlon will now lead a new 16-person national executive committee. Ireland will be hoping for improved fortunes on the weather front today. They play South Africa in their second one-day international at Malahide. Sunday's meeting between the sides was rained off, with Ireland having performed well with the bat. Play is due to get underway in Dublin at 10:45 this morning. Lions head coach Warren Gatland says he'll make a decision by tomorrow on whether or not to recall Alan Wynne-Jones. The captain has recovered ahead of schedule from a dislocated shoulder. Conor Murray will be captaining the Lions in Jones' absence, starting with Wednesday's game against South Africa A. Meanwhile, Gatland has also raised the possibility of a call-up for Leinster and Ireland hooker Ronan Kelleher, who scored 4 tries for Ireland at the weekend. Munster and Ireland scrum half Murray is expecting a big challenge against a host of seasoned Springboks tomorrow.
It's going to be pretty much a test match. If you look at their lineup, it's going to be a really intense game. Since we've arrived in Cape Town, I think players have switched into a little bit more serious mode. It's going to be a real battle. So yeah, it's almost like a four-test for us. A massive challenge.
Defending champion Shane Lowry believes he can thrive within the Royal St George's bubble. The Offaly golfer has arrived at Sandwich ahead of the start of this week's Open Championship. 2015 Claret Jug winner Zach Johnson and South Africa's Louis De Jager have both been forced to withdraw after they contracted coronavirus, and Lowry is looking forward to this week as defending champion.
Yeah, look, obviously it's not ideal, but that's the world we live in at the minute. You know, that's the rules we have to abide by. And if you test positive, you can't play. You know, and that's why we're, you know, the RNA have done a great job, and they're doing a good job this week of trying to keep us in, you know, keep us away from as many people as they can. I know there's going to be 32,000 people there, but I think that's great for the tournament. But us as players, I'm in my own bubble at my own house, and I'm not leaving. I'm not allowed to do that, any of that stuff, and I think that's good.
And the July meeting at Killarney continues today with an 8-race card, which gets underway at 20 past 4. Meanwhile, Downpatrick will host a 7-race card getting underway from 5 to 2. Stay tuned on OTB Sports Radio. OTB AM is coming up live at 7:30 with Gerra and Owen. And John will be back tomorrow with your OTB Brief.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.